Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Totally Fit. I'm the host of the show. I am Lee Haney, 8-time world champ, past chairman to the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, and the baddest bodybuilder ever lived so far, at least in my eyes. But anyway, the proof is in the pudding. There is no other person that has gone beyond 8 Mr. Olympia title. And yes, it's okay for a dog to wag his own tail sometimes. That's what I'm doing. I'm wagging my tail. So listen, welcome to the show. Glad you guys could join us. It is cold here in Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, yesterday was beautiful. It was warm outside, you know. I got outside and, you know, and trimmed my crepe myrtle trees and my pear branches. And, I mean, it was a beautiful day. And today is sweaters, stocking caps, and so forth, all over again. But it has truly been an awesome day for me. I had an opportunity this morning to address Atlanta's 30 most healthy employers. 30 most healthy employers. These are corporations that have health and fitness and wellness programs available to their employees. And it was truly an awesome event, one that I was just extremely excited to be a part of. And at the event, I was introduced by Ms. Hazel Clark, who's a 3-time Olympian. And also, listen up, guys, also the daughter of Mr. Joe Clark. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with the movie Lean on Me, which was starred by Morgan Freeman. And Mr. Joe Clark was the person in which Mr. Freeman played in the movie. So this is who I'm speaking of. But Hazel, an awesome athlete, you introduced me, and we had a fantastic time. And we also have a fantastic show lined up for each and every one of you. And it's our hope that you learn from these shows, learn from the information that we give you, because it's real information from true life experience. I don't guesstimate how exercise will work in the body or how nutrition works or how supplementation works. I know. Been there, done that, lived. So if you listen up, take some notes, let your friends know about Totally Fit, get them on, because it's our goal to try to get as many people healthy and win their health back as possible, which is also the reason why we've launched the 60-day weight loss challenge more than 6 years ago. We have now renamed it to the Transformation Now Weight Loss Challenge, because that's what we're talking about transforming your body, transforming your health, transforming the way you feel and the way you look. And that is possible, very possible. And joining me for the show is a brother that's, he was the epitome. When you're talking about the biggest loser, this brother lost 67 pounds in 60 days. And hopefully he's on the line. Brian, are you there?
Lee, I'm here. Good to talk to you.
There we go. That's my man, Mr. Brian Roundtree. And I was just letting the listeners know out there, Brian, as far as the weight loss challenges go, nobody has been able to do what you've done. And, man, it's such a awesome feat, and it's one that, I mean, that motivated a lot of people. So that's why we wanted to get you back on the show, because we're about roughly going into the fourth week of the Transformation Now Weight Loss Challenge. And, you know, man, when you get into this thing, you know, halfway through there, you need a little extra push. So, Brian, thanks for being on the show, brother. And if we will, man, let's jump into those, Brian. Now, you dropped 67 pounds during the challenge. Now,
that's right.
How doing these days? You know, tell, sort of give us a little, the people a little overview of let's say, how we got started, you know, how you got started on the challenge.
And that's a good place to start. And by the way, Lee, you are the best ever when you talk about 8-time Mr. Olympia. I've met you, I've seen you, and I've watched many of the others. You are, in fact, the best, never to be duplicated. And if I toot my own horn, as we talk about this, no one is going to be able to beat what I did in this challenge. So I think everyone needs to just go on home now and shut it down and have a pizza. in all seriousness, and I throw that challenge out there because we're talking about losing more than a pound a day. I recently shared my diary, and for anyone that's listening in, and I have people that ask from time to time, how'd you do it? I kept a diary every single day, every moment of the day, everything I ate from the time I woke up in the morning, the water with lemon, what I had for breakfast, how much I ate for breakfast, what I ate for lunch, my snacks during the day, the protein shake, how I exercised from the time I weighed in first thing in the morning to when I weighed in after I exercised in the evening, how much should I weigh later on. I kept a diary on all of that, which allowed me to make some fine-tuning adjustments along the way. But
and Brian,
you just made
a real good point there. What you just said and what you did is a rarity. It's a rarity. The only people that I know of from my field that would do that sort of thing, that wanted to be to the point, to make sure everything was done correctly so they can follow their progress, comes from the world of bodybuilding. That's exactly what I did to become the National Physique Champion, Mr. Universe, and eight-time Mr. Olympia. I knew to the T exactly what I ate, how much I weighed, and if something was a little bit off in the way of my weight or the way I felt or the way I looked, I knew what to do because I had something to measure by. So thanks for making that point. And let's go ahead and move forward. Didn't want to interrupt you, but you made a very good statement there.
It helped me as I tried to go through that transformation. And it started with I was feeling sick and tired of being sick and tired, not feeling healthy, not sleeping well, not like the way I looked. When I looked in the mirror, the clothes didn't fit right, my joints hurt, all of that. And like many people, I thought, one day I'm going to get in better shape. One day I'll exercise a little more and maybe diet a little bit. And those things didn't work. And many of the people listening in know that my brother Travis, who won the year prior to me, entered and he won. And by the way, Lee, Travis is at the gym right now exercising. So
we got to get him on next, man.
Yeah. So
yeah,
he's still exercising. Every day he's still in the gym, sometimes more than once a day. So what you start continues. So I saw what Travis did. And I thought about it, and I talked with family and friends, and I sat down with my girlfriend and said, I'm not entering just to feel better. That's important. And I will say to anyone listening in, it's okay to have a goal to get better. That's good. I had a goal to win. In order to do that, I sat down and I said, how do I win? Well, the first thing is to identify the problem. I can look in the mirror, step on the scale, I know the problem. Then to come up with a goal. And what is the goal? And it's not a goal if you think about it or if you hope. Hope is that Powerball that we just went through. I hope to win. That's not a goal. A goal is it's got to be clearly figured out, and you got to write it down. That becomes a goal. Then you have to figure out how to achieve that goal. Step by step, what was it going to take? How much am I going to sleep? What will I eat? I planned every single meal. What am I going to have for breakfast, lunch, dinner? I never came home at the end of the day and said, I wonder what I'll eat tonight. I knew exactly what I was going to eat, which made my life easier. So all these people say, I don't have time or I can't. My life actually became more simple. It was less complicated because I planned it out. Next step was to live it. It wasn't a hope. It was a, this is what I'm going to do every single day. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to do this. I'm going to exercise either in the morning or when I come home from work. When I say exercise, what am I going to do? Well, am I doing Lee's DVD? That was the exercise that night. Or am I going to be on the treadmill? Am I going to get in the pool or ride the bike? I knew I was going to do something, and I had it figured out. Then the final piece of this is, how bad do you want it? There's a whole lot of folks say, I want to look better, I want to lose weight. How bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough to not have any cookies, sweet tea, ice cream, pizza, candy, gum? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want to lose the weight and get in better shape? And as bad as I wanted it, as bad as the folks thought, wow, he's really giving up a lot. They didn't understand. I got my life back. It was worth it. The prize at the end was nice, but the real prize was my clothes fit better. My joints stopped hurting. I ran better, even though I was running more. I was carrying a lot less weight, had much more stamina. Everything. Forget about the check. Forget about all those other prizes. Just better health was better. So I won all the way around, but again, it was very, very simple. Identify the problem. Come up with a goal. Write it down. Figure out how you're going to do it. Live it. And then remember how bad you want it.
Wow, man, that is totally awesome. You know, you and when you mentioned the fact that you, especially the part concerning you plan everything out. You didn't just think about, well, what I'm going to eat later, die. Because you was right on point. You were able to achieve your goals. You know, I heard it said, and I think I'm sure you've heard of it too. A statement that says that if you don't plan to succeed, you're planning to fail.
Exactly right.
So
exactly
the energy
right.
has to do that. If you don't plan to succeed, you're planning to fail. So you have to do your homework. You can't just, you know, in the course of a day, there's only 24 hours. So if you don't want to be caught wasting time or wasting life, you have to have it all planned out. So you have to have a plan, and so you were right on point in being able to achieve your goals because this was your mindset. And, you know, Brian, so many times as I've been working with Mr. Harvey Steve for several years now, you know, and trying to get Steve on the right track, you know, and he said to me recently, which he finally got it. He finally got it. Because I told him, I said, Steve, look, man, you're yo-yoing. You're going back and forth. You have a four-pack. Next thing you know, you're back to a zero-pack. But he finally got it. I said, now, after I tortured you long enough, you're going to get this sooner or later. I recall telling Steve, I said, Steve, you know, man, breakfast could be four or five walnuts. Man, he looked at me and said, you're crazy, Lee. You got to be out of your mind. Who's going to eat four or five walnuts in a pair? I said, well, I'll tell you what. After we torture you long enough, you will eat four or five walnuts in a pair. So guess what? Today, he's eating four or five walnuts in a pair. So he finally got it right. But, you know, he said one of the things that was a turning point for him is that he stopped focusing on what he can't eat. See, that
right.
can't thing makes the people's psyche. Well, I can't have this. I can't have that. I can't have so-and-so. He said, instead, he reversed his thinking and started using the can. Well, I can eat oatmeal, you know, with walnuts. I can eat a fruit salad. I can eat veggies. I can eat sauteed chicken. I can eat baked fish. I can. So that took away the negatives. So that was a transition for him. Now, well, of course, he still haven't broke your record. That's a hard nut to crack. A person really have to have a made-up mind in order to have achieved what you did. And so for you guys out there, listen, you know, listen, just think 2, 3 pounds at a time. Don't even think over there with Brian. We're talking 6 or 7 pounds. That's a rarity. In 60 days, that's going to happen. But I'm glad I didn't have to compete with you, man, at the Miss Olympic competition. You gave me the worst of times as far as competitors are concerned. But that's a good thing. You pushed me to be my very best. But,
and being your best.
Brian,
and you hit on something that was really important that everyone listening in needs to remember. It's to be your best. Because, Lee, we can look at pictures of you, and we can all go in the gym and try and do your back workout. And you take 100 of us, and not a single one of us will have the development that you had with your back. So it's important for us to personalize the workouts. As I thought about coming to talk to you this evening, I said, well, what do I talk about? Do I tell folks about the specific exercises and the sets and the reps that I did? And that's really not important. What's most important is figuring out what worked for you. I have friends that are lean and mean, and they run all the time. I have other friends that swim and do lots in the weight room. So it's important to figure out what you want to do and then how to get there, something that fits you. I don't like the elliptical machine. I feel uncoordinated. I don't do it. But I like the treadmill. I like the stationary bicycle. I have friends that love Zumba and kickboxing classes and the ab classes. So it's important to figure out what works for you and then do it. And then before that, it's important to remember to move. Every single day, move. When I go to the store, I park a little bit further away from the entrance to the store because every little bit counts. I talk to people at work and they say, well, I don't have time to exercise. I said, sure you do. Park a little bit further away from the front door. And before you go in the front door, take a lap around the building. Just walk. Don't run. Just walk around the building one time. Lunchtime, instead of catching up on the magazine or what's on Facebook, go outside and take a couple laps around the parking lot because you got 10 minutes in the morning, another 15 minutes at lunch. In the evening, before you get in the car to go home, take a couple more laps. I said the cumulative effect of this exercising over time is going to make a difference. I said, now, if you're looking for big changes, you're going to have to make big changes to your life. And that's where we say you got to turn it up. So now it's not just walking. It might be jogging. It might not just be a couple of push-ups. You might have to pick up some weights. It might not just be one set of abdominals. You might have to do 3, 4, and 5 different sets of abdominals. But if you want the abs to show, you got to burn the fat. And let me say this as far as meals go. Steve Harvey and the rest of us love to eat. Sure we do. It was important for me to change how I looked at food and say there are other more important things in my life than food. So I'm going to change food into fuel. I don't get excited when I put gas in my car, so I'm going to stop getting excited about putting food in my body. It's fuel. Let me find the right fuel for my body and then keep it moving. Food should not be the highlight of my day. And I can tell you, for folks who just went through Thanksgiving, two and a half months ago, and we just went through Christmas and people celebrating all sorts of other things, there is no better meal that you will ever have in your entire life as compared to how good you feel inside when you look down at the scale and realize, I just lost another pound. I lost 2 pounds. You look in the mirror and you start to see a little definition in your abdominals. You say, wow, it's not just an abdominal. I see a 4-pack. I see a 6-pack starting to come in. Much better than any meal you'll ever have. So
you hit that right on the tail. You hit that right on the nose.
Yep.
I say you hit that right on the nose, man. How you feel, how you look, and as you start to progress, nothing feels better than that. And guys, listen, I want you, Joshua, which is my engineer slash my son. Josh is going to have a picture of Brian on the website, so you can see it before and after. And when you see it, it's going to be mind-blowing. And, Brian, you touched upon that nutritional part as well as the food. Just share a little bit more about that, Brian, if you will. You know, the type of what did the meals look like? And what did you do in your home space as far as, you know, what you would see when you walk into your kitchen? And then what you throughout when you went into the kitchen. So let's talk about that.
Let's talk about the before. The before had everything that you're not supposed to have, from Girl Scout cookies to ice cream to Snickers candy bars to sodas and Cheetos and you name it, I had it. Pop-Tarts and everything else. Prior to the start of the challenge, all of that left my home. It was all gone. I took it all out of the kitchen, gave it away. Didn't want to throw it away, and let's not waste anything. Gave it away to some other folks that weren't interested in their health any longer. Got rid of all of that and replaced it with good, healthy, easy-to-prepare food. Folks say, oh, I'm too busy. I bought bags of steamed vegetables. I said, how long does it take to put a bag of steamed vegetables in the microwave, warm it up, and eat it? Took less time than preparing big meals. I had healthy meat. I didn't eat any beef at all during the challenge. I actually eat very little beef now, hardly ever. But I ate no beef during the challenge. There was no candy, no gum. I drank water. If I wanted to spice it up, I had lemon with my water. there was tap water or distilled water. I only drank water for 60 days. There was no cheating in there. There was no one to look over my shoulder and say, make sure you don't. There were people that said, we didn't think he could give up sodas and everything else. Cold turkey. When it started, I said, I intend to win. I'm not here to be one of those folks who ends up at second and third and fourth place. And that's why I say, Lee, I don't think anyone's going to be able to beat what I did. I don't know how bad people want it. But I will say this in all seriousness. Other than your eight times, records are made to be broken. And if someone wants it bad enough, they truly can. And I believe in all sincerity that if Travis had lost more weight, I would have lost more weight. But I said, he raised the bar to a certain point. I finished within a pound and a half of where I expected to finish the challenge.
Wow. Because Van, that's why I call Travis Van. He, Van dropped, was it 47 or 49?
Somewhere in there. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere now. And, man, that had never been heard of. So he was the first. And for you to come along this year later, you didn't just break his record, you shattered his record.
Well, he did well. And I jokingly tell him I taught him everything he knows, but I didn't teach him everything I know.
Yeah, there we go.
As big brother, I was determined to do this thing. And again, we keep it in perspective. I was determined to win your transformation challenge. I wanted my picture on the website. I wanted to collect the prizes, and I wanted people to say, good job. More important than that, though, I wanted my health back. And I know that there are people that have entered this not with the intention of losing 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 or more pounds, but to transform their lives. They've decided that my goal is to be healthier, and to them I say, figure out what healthier means. Don't just say, I'm going to exercise. Exercise more doesn't mean anything. Say, I'm going to do at least 30 minutes a day of cardiovascular exercise at least five times a week. I'm going to do that DVD that Lee sent out at least four times a week. You've got to quantify it. Otherwise, you don't know if you ever get there. So you can make these changes. And the other part of it is no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are days that you're tired. And you hurt, and you don't feel like it.
Yeah.
So how bad do you want it? I was in the gym many a day and night. There were many times, and I would pick out people in the gym and say, I think he's in this challenge. I'm not sure, but I've seen him in the gym a few times. I will stay on this treadmill longer than he stays on his. He doesn't get off.
Yeah.
I'm not getting off. And when I come back to the gym another time, see, she did three sets of abs. I'll bet I can do four. Mine don't look like hers yet, but I'll bet I can do four sets of abs. So I found ways to constantly motivate myself. And I think it's important to do that because people are constantly, I'm tired, I'm hungry. You've got to find something that's important to you. You've got to find a way to stay motivated. And again, no excuses. None.
Well, I love what you just said, man, because that was going to be my next question. But, you know, you just answered it right there, you know, staying motivated and how to work beyond sticking points. I mean, you hit upon the whole deal. And, you know, what's so cool, Brian, is that, you know, we had another trainer on, let's say another one of my guys on, even one of my IFS trainers a few weeks ago, and he had dropped around 200 pounds. Mm-hmm. And now you've dropped 67, but he did it in a period of, I think, a couple of years it took him to drop 200. He had to because he had family members that had died from heart disease, and he said it was going to stop with him. He's not going to allow that to happen anymore. But I tell you what, man, what you said here is really, I'm sure people out there listening is pumped from it. You know, I have another brother and a sister that's, I say brother and sister, my brothers and sisters in Christ. They're doing the challenge now. And they're at around 400 pounds. He is at around 400 pounds. His wife is, you know, she's around 200. And so both of them are taking a challenge together as a couple. So I'm walking with them, holding their hand, you know, as far as conversation pieces, making sure that their meal plans are set up and established properly, and, you know, give them a variety, you know, because the eating part is very, is a, one of the challenge deals, particularly, as you said, when you're used to eating anything you want to eat. You know, it's amazing. I heard it was said that you should not allow your life to be determined by the taste buds in your mouth. And that's what get a lot of people in trouble. But as Mr. Olympia, best believe, I knew how to manipulate food, and I'm sure you did also, Brian, as well as how to make it taste good. You know, for instance, if I'm going to have sautéed spinach or sautéed chicken, you know, I'm going to use some salsa to jazz the taste up, or use some pineapple to give it that nice sweet taste, and, you know, and a little something a little different. And pineapple has a perfect digestive enzymes in it. You know, I had a, I would have a nice omelet with some onions, tomatoes, mushrooms, dab a little mozzarella cheese, which is made from skim milk, so there's no calories in that. Then, of course, you're going to have your turnip greens, your collard greens. Use a little, if you're going to use a little salt, if you have to have a little sodium, then you can use just a little bit of sea salt, and also use some smoked turkey in order to give it flavor. Make sure it's not full of sodium. You
exactly
want to
boil
the turkey. Do you boil the salt off of it first? Just give it a little flavor. Don't eat the turkey. Throw the turkey away, you know, particularly that kind. So just ways to flavor the food, the way it's good, and you can still enjoy yourself. And I am going to, for those who are taking the challenge, I have about two or three different eating programs. I got several of them. But for those of you who are listening, if you would just request at leehaney.com, that's LeeHaney.com, request an additional meal plan, I'll send that out to you right away. Now, we want to know that you're listening to the show. We want to know that you're following what we're talking about here. We want to know that you heard what Brian had to say, because hearing what he had to say can keep you motivated to continue to hang in there and progress, because you got to hear from somebody else. I have never had to lose 67 pounds, nor 200 pounds, so I've never been there. I've always maintained my health and fitness because it's been my profession and my job. So I can't speak to you guys from the same standpoint that Brian can. He's been there, done that. So what he's telling you is 100% proof of what can be accomplished if you do these things that we've just mentioned. Now, Brian, as far as, you know, words of motivation, man, you know, if there's a specific quote that you have that kept you going when you, you know, sometimes felt like, man, I don't know about today. You know, is it something you can give to the listeners out there that can keep them moving when it gets a little hard?
Absolutely. There are two that come to mind. The first one is the difference between coal and diamonds. Diamonds stayed on the job longer. If you want to shine, folks, stay on the job. Even when you think you can't, stay on the job. Second one is one that we talked about before, Lee. What fits your schedule better, exercising 1 hour per day or being dead 24 hours per day? Some of us on the line understand that we're carrying not just a few extra pounds, but enough pounds that we could end up in the hospital or dead later on. This is life or death. It's not about a transformation or a challenge or a contest. This is serious, and you've started on something. Hang in there every single day. And if you
That's
slip,
good.
It's okay. Get back up. You can do this.
That's good. Brian, we just got a little bit of time left, man. And right quick, how can people reach you if they got questions? You mentioned your diary. What's happening? Can they email you if they got questions or what?
Absolutely. They can email me. They can even come through your system, Lee. I had a couple of folks friend me up last night.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they came through and friended me up. And that's an excellent way to do it, because they're already in your system, so they can contact me, Brian Rountree. They'll see my email and everything else, and I'd be happy to talk to them if they need some help. I don't have anything that you don't, but I'll help all I can.
Okay. Thanks, Brian. Hey, man, listen, thanks for being on the show. God bless you, brother. Love you.
God bless
you.
We'll
be talking soon, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And listeners, I hope you enjoyed the show. Hey, make sure you let a buddy know, and we'll see you next time.